أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with our look at Quran City, and in particular we're focusing on Muhammad Square and a street in Muhammad Square called Nida Street. Today we will look at Surah At-Tahrim. Surah At-Tahrim is Surah number 66. And in essence, it means forbidden or prohibition. It's 12 ayat. It's a Madani surah. Now, when we looked at the surah before this, which was Surah At-Talaq, I mentioned that talaq came from the word itlaq, which is when two things cannot be held together and thus there has to be a release. That's when love dies. In tahrim, it's when there's far too much love, which can compromise laws, which can make things a bit complicated when emotions are not harnessed. So let's look at what the surah does. The focus of the surah is not to impose conditions on oneself that are allowable. See, the prophet's called Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. This is the first ayah. O prophet, Lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak? Why do you forbid yourself that which Allah has made lawful for you? Tabtaghi mardata azwajik? Because you're seeking to please your wives. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. So that's the first focus. The second focus is to protect oneself and one's family from the punishment of the hereafter and to sincerely turn in repentance to Allah. This surah is also known as Surah An-Nabi, the surah of the Prophet, as it directly addresses the domestic situation of the Prophet's family. And oh my goodness, my most favorite ayah is in the surah, ayah 11. It's the awesome dua of Sayyidah Asiya in verse 11, where she says, Rabbi ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. Wa najjini min Fir'aun, and save me, deliver me from Fir'aun wa amilihi and his works. Wa najjini min al-qawm al-thalimeen, and save me or deliver me from the unjust people. Absolutely phenomenal dua. So we've divided the surah into three sections. Now the section one is from ayat 1 to 5, and it's actually an admonition to the wives of the Prophet. We looked at the first ayah where the Prophet is told not to put conditions on himself for that which Allah has made allowable. So what he did was he forbidded himself to eat honey only to appease one of his wives who was Hafsa. See, he had some honey at the house of Zainab bint Jahsh. And his other wives, Hafsa and Aisha, agreed that they would say that it smelt of maghafir. So maghafir was a herb which had a pungent smell. So he said he would never eat honey again there. Allah releases him from his condition that he imposed on himself. So divinity actually tells him, do not put unnatural conditions on yourself. And then from ayah 3 to 5 is the admonition to the wives of the Prophet for their jealousy and revealing secrets that they were told to protect. So the ayah goes where Allah says, وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا. And when the Prophet secretly communicated a piece of information to one of his wives, and this was to Hafsa. But when she informed others of it, she informed Aisha of it. Allah informs him as what she has done. And the ayah is very explicit, because when he tells her, she says, who told you? He said, the one who told me, Naba'ani al-Alimul Khabir, is the one who knows and who is aware of everything. But divinity always provides a solution. And in ayah 4, Allah says, if you both turn to Allah, that means if you both do tawbah, both turn repentant, then indeed your hearts are already inclined to this. And if you back up each other against him, then Allah, it is, who is his guardian, and Jibreel, and the believers that do good, and the angels after that are those who help him. And there was a threat of divorce for their behavior in ayah 5. Allah says, maybe, asa rabbuhu in tallaqakunna an yubdilhu azwajan khayran minkunna. Maybe his Rabb, if he divorces you, will give in your place better wives than you. And then the seven qualities of a spouse in a relationship, which will make that relationship work. The first one, he says, is Muslimatin, submissive to Allah, Mu'minatin, believing in Allah, Qanitatin, obedient to Allah, Da'ibatin, those who turn towards Him in Tawbah, Abidatin, those who are divinity slaves, Sa'ihatin, those who fast, and then finally, ثَيِّبَاتٍ وَأَبْقَارَ, those who are previously married and not previously married. The cultural taboo of those who are divorced or widowed is removed, and the emphasis are on those who are connected to divinity. Section 2 is Ayah 6 to 9, which is an injunction to protect oneself and one's family from the fire. The emphasis is basically to demonstrate through example and not to make excuses. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum, save yourselves and your families, naran wa quduha an-nas wal hijara, from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. And the only way this protection is accorded is through example and care for one's family, not in the dunya, but also their place in the hereafter. And then an absolutely awesome ayah, ayah 8, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Allah, do a tawbah that is so sincere that it's life-changing. You know what will happen? Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyiatikum. Maybe your Rabb will remove all your evil from you. Wa yudkhilkum jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. And He will enter you into gardens under which rivers flow. يَوْمَ لَا تُجْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُمْ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. The day on which Allah will not abase the Prophet and those who believe with him, their light shall run on before them and on their right hands. يَقُولُونَ, and they will say, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغَفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Our Rabb, make perfect for us our light and grant us protection because You have power over everything. This tawbah is like the tawbah of Khur in Karbala. Every time I read this ayah, Khur comes up into my mind. Look what Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says in his munajat of the repentance. He says, My Rabb, You have opened the door of forgiveness to your servants, and You've called it tawbah, repentance, enjoining them to turn towards You in repentance sincerely rather than simply verbally. What is the pretext of those who neglect from entry following the opening of that door? Gardens, these light are for who? For those who do tawbah. Who does tawbah? Those who have done wrong. What an awesome rub. So we could probably summarize the pillars of repentance in five things. Refraining from committing sins. Regret. Deciding to refrain from committing further sins in future. Compensation for the losses within one's capacity. And always uttering the formula of repentance, which is istighfar. And then section 3, ayah 10 to 12, is an example of women who believe and those who covered up the truth. There's a comparison. There's the betrayal of the wives of Prophet Nuh and Prophet Lut. There's that beautiful dua of Prophet Asiya that I mentioned, in contrast to the arrogance and injustice of Fir'aun. Just as a side note, it is Asiya, who was the mother who raised Prophet Musa. He had two mothers, remember, Yuqabid, his biological mother, and Asiya. And remember, she taught him the dua when he says, Rabbi najjini min al-qawmi al-dhalimin. When he's leaving Egypt, he learned it from his mom when she taught him, Rabb, save me from an unjust people. And finally, the surah ends with a mention of Sayyidah Maryam, wa Maryam ibnat Imran, and Maryam, the daughter of Imran, allati ahsanat farjaha fa nafakhna fihi min ruhina, who guarded her chastity, we breathe into her our inspiration, wa saddaqat bi kalimati rabbiha wa kutubihi wa kanat min al-qanitin, and she accepted the truth of the words of her Rabb and his books, and she was of those who was obedient to her Rabb. What an awesome ending. Short surah, but absolutely phenomenal. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq of having a house in Jannah near him. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim.